This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 25th, episode 1345, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
I didn't know.
Well, it's your fault, so.
Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
And now, our perfectly unordinary host, Jamie Jennings.
Really? Just remember, my friend, that payback can happen.
And Glenn the Geek.
I'd have to get new tights.
Yes. Good morning. Glenn needs new tights. I hope you guys all had a wonderful weekend, just enjoying the nationwide balmy weather that we were all having and just really getting out there and enjoying what the good Lord gave you over. Oh, wait a second. You did not, because you had massive snowstorms. Oh my gosh. If you guys got a ton of snow, we want to hear about it. 435. Call us. 435-272-1997. 435-272-1997. Give us a call and let us know. We want to put you on the air and just, I want to hear how much hair you pulled out just while sitting in your house bored to tears. Or did you get outside and enjoy it? I want to know.
I want to know when Lindsay ran out of wine and Oreo cookies.
Yeah, that's true. Because they did say stock up on, like, there was a map on Facebook going around, Glenn. Did you see it? It was like, if you live in this area, you need just one bottle. If you live in this area, more localized, you need three bottles. If you live in this area, buy four cases.
Okay. If you lived where we had our big farm in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, you needed many bottles because they're still not dug out. They had almost 36 inches there.
So you would have been miserable again if you still lived in my farm.
The drifts were just... I don't know if you noticed the time-lapse video I posted on the show this morning or on the Horse in the Morning Facebook page.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
It was just awesome.
It was wild.
Well, I mean, it's a struggle all over the world this weekend, Glenn. I mean, it got up to like 72 yesterday and then it's freezing right now. It's like 48. I can't even survive. I don't know how people live. Just kidding. This is like the best day of the year. The best weekend of the year we had while you guys were suffering. So, just hate me. Just remind me in July how awful my life is.
Oh, they will.
Oh, God. It's 117. Oh, my God. No, it's wonderful here. It never gets too... It's terrible. It's wonderful.
It was interesting seeing some of our Australia, Fiona from Australia, commenting on some of the things where she just...
Like trail rode with kangaroos.
Yeah, but she just didn't understand the whole... She just couldn't even understand how people got out of their parking spaces. I mean, it's just... But seeing all the pictures, which everybody was posting. And having lived through that, I am... You know, I got the comments all weekend, don't you miss this? No, is the answer. No, I can enjoy it from Facebook.
I have a friend who was in New York over the weekend and kind of got stuck there. He was supposed to fly back to Atlanta by now, but he was stuck in New York and he participated in a pub crawl. And he said that he's walking along the streets of Manhattan, like the bar district, I guess. And I guess people made it into work because they were serving beer, and he's like, yeah, we're walking along the streets in New York, and it's empty. And I wonder if Ellen's going to call in and tell us something about that, because she lives in Manhattan or part of the time. And just how incredible that would have been, how apocalyptic it would have been to like be standing in the middle of snow-filled streets in Manhattan and looking up at the buildings. And he said there's nobody around.
I was noticing, too, one of our other New York listener was posting on our auditor's Facebook page, too. Her street, Stephanie, posted, "Good morning from Harlem." And this is what happens, though, when they have that much snow, is everybody has to dig out their car, which we're completely covered in snow. And then you fight over the parking spaces. There are going to be shootings this week in New York over parking spaces that somebody took the effort to dig out, and then somebody comes in and takes your spot. That's going to happen all week long. There are going to be massive fights and police called, I guarantee you, because when you take 3-4 hours to dig out a spot and then somebody takes it by the time you get home, ugh.
Well, what are you supposed to do? You stand
people put
here.
Chairs and all kinds of stuff, you know, trying to, but that doesn't, I don't know that that totally helps, because you just can't find parking, you know, it's just non-existent.
I think it's demonstrated perfectly in the episode of Seinfeld where Costanza finally gets a parking space in front of Jerry's house and just doesn't drive anywhere anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Just he got the spot.
Uber.
Like, yeah, I'm not driving. I'm not moving.
Taxi.
Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Monday edition. On today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, we'll get some post-snowpocalypse reports from our listeners. And then we're going to gallop headlong through a drift of equine-inspired headlines. And then Leslie from the Wacky World of Horse Station hits the ground running, only to slip and fall hilariously on her bum. So stay tuned to the fray, folks.
Thank you very much. Do you want to go, before we get to Daily Winnies, we already have a listener on the line. Why don't we take her and then we'll do awesome. Our Daily Winnies. We have Celeste on here. Hi, Celeste. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
How are you? Do you have power? Are you able? Can you breathe? Do you have food and water?
We got lucky. We didn't really lose power. We got between 12 and 14.
Celeste, remind everybody where you are.
Yes. I am in Southwest Virginia in a place called Roanoke.
Okay. Yep.
And they were calling for anywhere from 12 to 36 inches. So I think we got off on the easy end because we got closer to 12. So we actually weren't as bad off as a lot of people. But nonetheless, it was a journey trying to get home because I was actually away for work. And it was quite a task.
Yeah, I heard you got stuck for hours, right? Didn't you get stuck for hours?
Oh, my goodness. If you guys have a minute, I will tell you this harrowing tale.
Okay.
So I was in Boca Raton, Florida for work, and we were trying to close our financial year because I'm an accountant. And I was down there. I was supposed to leave at 5:45 on Friday, and this storm was coming, and I kept on my boss. I was like, I don't know. I think I really maybe need to go. And she's like, you need to look at flights. When we get back, go look at flights. Like, you need to go home. So I got back to the office after lunch on Thursday, and she went over to her office. I said, well, the only one that's out that I could still make today is 5:45 today. So she's like, try and change it. Well, the computer wouldn't let me change it. So she's just like, you need to go. So I go back to my hotel. I throw all my stuff in a bag and I literally like haul to the airport, and I get to the counter and I'm like, I need to change my flight to today. I have to be on the 5:45 today. Of course, everything was booked. And they were like, why didn't you call Delta customer service? Yeah, it was a 2-hour wait for them to call you back. I was like, I have to leave today or you guys are going to put me in a hotel in Atlanta for 3 days because I won't be able to get home. So I flew out of West Palm Beach on standby and I got a seat. And I was like, oh my God, I'm halfway there. Until I got to Atlanta and there were no seats and there was no way I was going to get on a flight to Roanoke. So then I started running all over Atlanta Airport to try and catch a flight to Greensboro, booked, no standby. Charlottesville, already gone, no standby. I literally went to the Delta counter and I started, they're like, name any airport we can get you to. I started naming like every airport within a driving distance of my home and ended up having to fly at almost midnight to Richmond, Virginia, which is 3 hours from where I actually live. And I was like, okay, I'm just some guy. If I get to Richmond, I can get a rental car and I can drive home 3 hours by myself. It'll be, you know, the wee hours of the morning, but I can do it. except I got to Richmond and everybody had the same idea as me and there were no rental cars left. So here I am sitting there trying to figure out what to do at this point. And I swear, hand to God, I called an Uber who drove me an hour and a half to a place called Appomattox, which is halfway between Richmond and my home. And my dear godsend of a brother came at the in the middle of the night and picked me up in Appomattox and drove me the rest of the way home.
And how much did Uber cost for that?
To our house at 4:30. Oh, it was actually, you know, not that bad. It was a $110 bill, but that's a lot cheaper than
taxi would have cost you $300.
Having to put me in a a lot cheaper than my business having to have put me in a hotel in Richmond for at least 3 days because Richmond's still digging itself out now. So it was quite a journey.
Yeah,
so
you were lucky
really
though
because I got there like an hour before the snow started.
You were lucky though; you weren't stuck in one of those traffic jams in Kentucky or Pennsylvania for 20 hours in a car.
Oh my
but
God!
But Celeste, yes.
I'm
so jealous, Celeste, because there is, you know, I'm from Atlanta and you got to visit the entire Atlanta airport and it's such a wonderful, warm place full of love and patience and kindness that especially the best comes out in the Atlanta airport before a storm too. And I just feel so jealous that you got to experience how wonderful Atlanta can be.
I know you're being sarcastic, but you know what? It's actually true. I met so many people who were so kind. Like, I had a guy who was also on standby trying to get to Roanoke. And he, of course, neither one of us made standby on the Roanoke flight. And he was like, come with me. I have a booked flight. I have a confirmed flight on the Greensboro flight. And my wife is coming to Greensboro to pick us up. And we live in Roanoke. You can ride home with us if your husband can come pick you up from there. I was like, oh my God, you're so sweet.
Happens
but there was
to
one seat left on Greensboro and then somebody tried to do the
Celeste,
same for me but when I got to Richmond. But
Celeste, this only happens to cute girls. It never happens to 50-year-old guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I hate to be sexist, but that is
I'll
so true.
Celeste, those people aren't from Atlanta. They were leaving Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right.
No, they weren't from Atlanta.
Thank you, Celeste. We appreciate
you. They were all from Virginia.
Well, good luck in the snow, Celeste. Thank you for calling. We'll see you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right.
I love hearing other people's travel nightmares.
Yes, and we're getting a little bit of static from you, Jamie. Is your phone nearby or anything?
No, it's not, but I kind of hear it too. So why don't you hang up on me and call me back?
Okay, will do.
Okay.
All right, while we're doing that, let me try and add her back in. Sorry about this, guys. I guess we're lucky. We're lucky that we don't live in
the
Northeast.
Behind the scenes on the horses.
Yeah, we're lucky we don't live in the Northeast and we have internet at all.
We need to play some of that blizzard storm sound effect you had the other day.
Oh, you know what?
Fill the air time.
Am I any better?
Oh, there she is. No wonder I couldn't find you. Well, we'll find out. We'll see if it gets better. Let's do Daily Winnies.
Yes.
Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to Jana, our landlord, who went pony shopping with Jennifer over the weekend. And they found a new pony. So it was a thoroughbred, 7-year-old, super quiet, named Kimbara. So they'll be bringing the new pony home this week.
Pablo's going to have a friend?
Yes, Pablo will have a friend finally. Poor Pablo. He needs a friend.
Now, Jennifer, are you saying that you went horse shopping and you just like went horse shopping and you found one that you liked and you bought it? Like, come on, there's got to be something better than that.
Oh, did we lose Jennifer now? Oh, she's calling, or actually was calling a guest. So
total crap that like everybody goes horse shopping and nobody has like.
No, there was no story here, by the way. The horse was a retired racer and was super quiet, little green. But Jennifer said that this horse's favorite thing to do when it got confused about something was stop. So, yeah, it was just like a good deal.
Ugh, ridiculous.
There was no bucking, no carrying on. Nobody got hurt.
like a different horse that you saw in the video.
Nothing. It was just the way it was. And the horse is actually pretty cute. So, yeah, no.
Well, here's the funny part, though. I'm back. Okay. Here's the really funny part is we go out there and Janet's a little bit shy. She's a relatively beginner rider. She's not overly experienced. So she's a little bit shy. And she didn't really want to ride the horse. And I said, no, sorry. You have to ride the horse before you buy it. So I kind of duct taped her and threw my helmet on her and put her up on the horse. And it was so cute because you see, if you go to YouTube and you look at the video of the four-year-old who gets a pony for Christmas and it's just, their face is breaking because it's smiling so big.
Uh-huh.
That was Jana.
Aww. And she's an older woman?
No, Jana is probably our age.
So older.
Yeah, that's so she is an older woman. So that
no, she's not older. Thank you very much.
So she's not 12 is what you're saying.
No, she was smiling like a 12-year-old, but no, she is not. And it was just so freaking cute to watch her going around because she was smiling so big she could hardly do anything on the horse because she was just, oh, my God, this is cool.
Wow.
That's sorry, Jamie.
The person selling that horse is like, cha-ching.
Well, you know what, though? No, the lady was pretty cool. She said, you know, she said, why don't you come back tomorrow and try the horse again? Because she could tell that Jana was a...
But Daddy, I love her!
Yeah, she did. Yes! So the lady was really good about it. Jennifer said she was impressed that the lady did that and saying, why don't you buy it today, you know? So it was actually a good story. I'm sorry, Jamie, we can't help
her. Stuff only happened to me? Come on.
Apparently you have a target on your forehead. All right, your turn.
Go ahead, Jen. What were you about to say?
Lindsay, our first guest is ready when you are.
Okay.
Yep. My Daily Winnie goes out to we were just talking about New York and the Bronx Zoo. They are bringing back an incredibly popular thing where you can actually go to the zoo and for $10, you can name one of the animals and it will officially become the name of the animal. So for $10, you walk up and you say, I'm going to name that one Bob. And Bob is now the name of a Madagascar hissing cockroach. They encourage everybody to name hissing cockroaches after their ex-boyfriends for $10. So, Bob, I'm sending $10 and you can suck it. You are a cockroach at the Bronx Zoo. Yes, the Bronx Zoo name a cockroach after your ex for just $10 program has returned.
Yay! Well, you have to really hate your ex to fork out the $10.
That's only 10 bucks. That dude cost me a lot more than that. So $10, I'd be happy to contribute. Son of a bitch. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. That never happened.
I have one of those I could name too, I think.
Really? Yeah. See, everybody's got that one like evil person in their life. And so.
And you're right. She cost me a hell of a lot more than $10.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. So $10 is just, it just makes you feel good.
And what's the lifespan of a cockroach?
I don't know, but hopefully forever. Like, they never die, right?
Yeah, that's true. They always just, unless you squish them, they always seem to last forever.
You know, my ex was like that too. He just wouldn't die until I finally just squished him.
Let's get to our next caller. We have, well, if you remember right, on Friday, we talked to Lindsay, who was right outside of D.C. She works for the government, and she was giving us the update on what they were expecting in D.C. And, you know, the weathermen got this right. This is one storm they really nailed. As a matter of fact, probably got a little more than they expected. Lindsay, are you alive there in D.C.?
We are alive, just barely.
Do you still have cookies, Oreo cookies, and wine?
Unfortunately, we have demolished the Oreos, but we still have plenty of wine, so I think we're doing all right.
Priorities. They bought more wine than cookies. You know, because of that conversation on Friday when I went to the store, I had to buy some Oreo cookies for Jennifer. Just to think of you guys. Just thinking
I'm
of you.
Very glad I could be a positive influence on your life.
So tell us, what's it like there outside of D.C.?
Well, our area was predicted to get, I think I saw 16 to 24 inches, and I think we hit right about 24. Friends of mine that live a little west of D.C., we live just south of D.C., friends of mine that live a little west got as much as 40 inches.
Oof.
And, I mean, it's a lot of snow. And the problem in this area is it gets above freezing during the day. So things melt a little bit, and then it gets below freezing at night, and everything ices over again.
Oh, I remember those days.
Public schools have already canceled. Yeah. Yeah, we did do some cross-country skiing yesterday that kind of resembled ice skating at points.
Oh.
But public schools have already canceled school for Monday and Tuesday of this week. The federal government's closed. The metro isn't even running. It's only running trains in the tunnels, which is no good for me. I take the metro to work, but my train that I pick up is the end of the line, and we have 4 or 5 stops above ground before we go into the tunnels.
And well, you,
so it's a good thing the government was closed.
I was going to say, you're off.
I couldn't have even gotten to work.
And you're not even, you don't even have to work for home today. You get like a school day.
Unfortunately, no. I am supposed to work from home, but there's not a whole lot going on right now. So my computer's open. But, I mean, I'm working. Technically,
you're calling
that's
us.
That's how that works, isn't it?
So now, I was telling Jennifer that this storm was hitting on Friday, and I was thinking all those school kids going, oh, man, how pissed were you when you were in school when the storm hit on the weekend and you didn't get any days off? I mean, that used to suck.
I'll tell you, I still experience that very acutely because my boyfriend, whom I live with, is a high school teacher. So he gets just as, if not even more excited when they cancel school. And yesterday, when I told him that they canceled for Monday and Tuesday, I'm sure all the neighbors heard him yell and dance. He was very excited.
Well, I'm glad to see the teachers get excited about that, too.
Well, I think everyone appreciates a day off, no matter what you do.
Now, are your streets plowed yet?
Kind of, sort of, not really. The plow trucks have come through, but it's still pretty icy and slushy. And yesterday it was windy enough that things were moving, so even though they had plowed some areas, the wind was just coming right back, and there'd be a new layer of a few inches of snow on the road. I have not ventured out to the barn. It's about 10 miles to get there, but I am told that it's a little rough going to get out there. It is on a dirt road. So we will hopefully be venturing out there on my lunch break today. But luckily the barn staff all had 4-wheel drive. So the ponies are fat and happy and fed. So can't complain too much.
Well, we're glad you survived with your wine and Oreos. And thank you for posting the pictures on our auditor's page. We appreciate that. We know you're doing okay. And it was pretty deep there, up to your butt pretty much. So it was.
Yeah, I was not standing on the ground yet. I was still standing on snow, but that's as far as I could think.
Well, thank you, Lindsay, for keeping us up to date on what's happening up there. And you know what? You might get lucky and have a second day off tomorrow.
My fingers are crossed.
Well, your husband or your boyfriend is. So now you have to hope the government shuts down. You know, we won't miss it if the government shuts down another day.
What do they really get done anyway?
There you go. See, Lindsay said it, and there goes her job.
Thanks. Okay, they don't listen to this.
Thanks, Lindsay.
All right, y'all.
Take
have
care.
A good one.
Well, if you want to give us a call and tell us what the situation is in your area, 435-272-1997. Now, before we started the show today, Jamie said to me, my back really hurts. And she refused to tell me why her back was hurting. What happened? What'd you do?
Oh, my God. Let me get off the floor. I'm actually sitting on the floor. In between times that I'm not talking. I went to the doctor on Friday, actually, because it's kind of been plaguing me for a long time. And initially, the injury happened. Guess what, horse? Jet. Jerky Jet. Tossed me off and I fell on my back and initially hurt it. Now that was years ago, but it every once in a while kind of acts up and So on Friday, I went and got the x-rays and everything's fine. And on Saturday, you know, I've got to go visit my baby mama. She's three properties down. So I've got the gator and I've got to go, you know, I'm going to clean the pasture and get her all cleaned up and lunge her a little bit. So I'm like, come on, puppies. And Zenyatta jumps in the gator and Danny jumps in the gator. And poor Lucky's just staring at me. He can't jump in the gator. He's a tiny little basset hound. What are you going to do, Glenn? You got to pick him up.
You hurt your back picking Lucky up?
I did.
I was expecting a better story.
It's terrible. Like,
Thor dumped you. You hit the fence on the way down. There was an ambulance.
Lucky needed to get in the gator, and I felt terrible that he couldn't jump up there. And so I thought I was lifting with my legs and not with my back, but apparently the back is involved with that whole process too. Because I was like, and I'm holding this basset hound, and I fell. And Chad's like, "Why the hell did you pick up the dog?" Lucky, when I got Lucky, Lucky was 29 pounds, 28 to 29 pounds. Lucky now weighs 51 pounds.
Whoa.
So, and he's
that's
not
as
bad.
Much
he's
as my just, greyhound.
Yeah, he's just filled out a little bit. Okay?
Yeah. Filled out. All right.
I think he's a little fat, but he deserves it. And so, yeah, I'm like fidgeting right now and I'm uncomfortable and I've been on pain meds all weekend and, I'm not right now, which is why I'm having to sit on the floor and lay down in between my turn to talk and yours. So that's how I hurt my back. God, idiot, stupid Lucky, giving me those.
Here, I thought it was going to be a great story and ambulances and all that stuff. And
I was firefighting.
I mean, I'm glad it wasn't a great story. I really am, you know.
There was a fire and somebody had to save the children. That somebody was me. I don't wanna be that girl.
Speaking of fires, man, they had a scare at the old friends in Kentucky over the weekend. You probably heard about it. They had a fire. It was in their small barn, which served as their hospital and quarantine barn. Now, old friends, for those that are new listeners, is the rescue organization that takes in old retired thoroughbreds that were on the track, and they have hundreds now, and we've had them on the show many times. Well, apparently, one of their wonderful observant volunteers, or James and Tammy, who were doing morning chores, noticed the fire and were able to get two horses that were in the barn out. Alphabet Soup and Archie's Echo were in the barn and they were safely evacuated. Everyone's fine, but the barn was burnt to the ground. It served as their hospital and quarantine barn. It was not the big barn, for those that have been there, the big barn that's sort of in the front. It was not that barn. It was one that was more to the back. But this was during the snowstorm, so they did say that the fire department from Georgetown responded quickly, and it was fully engulfed by the time. I don't know why there hasn't been any word as to what started it or anything, but, you know, during those snowstorms and everything, it's usually electrical fires that start those barn fires. I asked them to come on this morning. We're still waiting to hear back from them.
Glazed over it. Well, and we'll save some if they do, because we need to get them on to talk about it. But I mean, some very brave individual ran into the burning barn to save Alphabet Soup and Archie's Echo. Okay. Like, you gloss over that. The other thing is they couldn't get the fire trucks to the barns because of so much snow. They couldn't. I mean, there was just too much snow. So they had to watch this barn. And it was one of those really classic old tobacco barns. And it had, it had a lot of history. And I was reading a lot about what's happened in that barn and how they're going to miss it and everything. So wonderful story is that everybody got out safely. Sad news is we've lost an iconic tobacco barn that happens in Kentucky that you only see there. And it's a beautiful, beautiful barn. Anyway, so we'll hopefully talk to them a little bit more. I do, Glenn, I need you to go on Facebook to the BLM Nevada. The Bureau of Land Management Nevada has a page.
And this is the page that is going to eventually show all of the Mustangs that are going to be up for adoption, because I'm going to go get one February 20th, the weekend of February 20th is the next adoption. So I'm planning right now to go and to see these Mustangs and hopefully pick one up. I've talked about it on the show, and they have posted two of them. They're teasing us. They're teasing us with showing just two of them. And they said they promised I would be able to see them by next week because I'm harassing them.
I did notice that you have several posts on their page, and it does look like you're stalkerish at this point.
I'm like, give me the damn horses. You know which ones they are. You've already taken the pictures. Why are you posting them two at a time? Like, ridiculous. So you're just, we're just trying to keep people's interest. I'm like, I'm already interested. Just private message me all of them. And they still haven't. I don't know who these people are, but they're probably
McFly McFly looks cute.
So they've showed a horse named Arnold. I'm assuming.
I can't find the page.
It's a Bureau of Land Management dash Nevada.
Yeah,
you have to spell it out.
Yeah,
you have to spell it all out.
No wonder people can't find it. Nobody in America.
Yeah, because nobody knows how to spell bureau, and that's what screws them up. Yep, go ahead.
And then they've posted McFly, and so two really cute ones. Now, there has been a massive amount of discussion amongst listeners, Sarah from Sweden, and all my friends, and everybody thinks that the next Mustang, because I'm getting Thor's brother, it needs to be named Loki, because Thor's brother in the movie is Loki.
Okay, have they watched the movies?
Obviously, he's very evil.
Yeah, he's not a nice guy. He's the bad guy. Now Jennifer claims he's misunderstood, but he's still the bad guy. He's a misunderstood bad guy that kills people.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I don't really so much care about that, but you're right. You do have the nice one, which is Thor, my sweet Mustang. And then I feel like it'd be like the kiss of death.
Well, what's Loki. Jennifer? What's the dad's name? The good king.
The good king is Odin.
Odin. See, you could name him Odin after the good king, the dad.
Well, I don't care who or what their personalities are in the movie. What I do care about is that at this point in my son's life, we call him Lukey. And so it's Lukey.
Oh,
Lukey and Loki? Yeah, that won't work.
That was
and
bad.
Add in Lucky.
Oh, Lukey, Loki, and Lucky?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't even
say it fast.
I had three horses with the names that started with J, and I was going crazy. I cannot have a Lukey, Lucky, Loki. I just, like,
plus,
Lukey.
Plus, I know there's no merit in this in real life, but here at Horses in the Morning, we go by the theory that you get what you name. So if you name him Loki, he's going to be evil and want to destroy your farm. So that's what it comes down to.
So I need some other wonderful, warm superhero.
I kind of like Odin. Odin's kind of a good name.
Odin sounds.
And he was important. A kind king.
He wasn't always. He started out kind of naughty, but he figured it out.
Well, that's a Mustang. They start out kind of naughty and they get better. Yeah.
All right. Well, I see your vote, and we'll put that in the back pocket. But if they don't show me these damn horses, I swear to God,
Lucky, Lukey, and I can't even say.
Yeah, it's already confusing enough that I have a Lucky and a Lukey. I call the dope boy the dog. I'm like, Lucky, get over it. I'm sorry, Lukey, get over it.
He's not going to grow up screwed up.
I did call him Loki, too. Lukey, Lucky, Lukey, whatever your name is. Get over here. You just lose your mind. So
poor
I'm
Luke.
Glad.
He's not going to be screwed up. No.
I was telling one of the girls, my little girls, I'm like, oh, I've already named the next Mustang. His name's going to be Loki. And she was like, hold on. You're going to have a Lukey, a Lucky, and a Loki? I was like, oh, my God. Thank you for pointing that out. I would lose my mind. So we will continue to revisit the name of the horse that I've never seen, which because the BLM will freaking post them.
Jamie, did you see the video? They have video of them.
I know. It's a video while it's raining and they're in a covered arena and it's like 4 seconds long.
Yeah, but you can see they have a cute buckskin in there.
There's some really nice trots. I can only see the outline of them, Jennifer. But you can go on there. Everybody go like BLM Nevada and you'll see the page and you can be, you can send them nasty messages like I have. Just kidding.
You do look stalkerish in there, I have to say. I was reading your, it's like, I'm special. Please give me my thing.
I am not say I'm special.
Oh, that pretty much said I'm special.
I'm just sending.
Do you know who I am? You should have written it.
I didn't like that.
All right, let's take a break for a commercial from Omega Alpha, and then we're going to be back. And if you, as I said, if you want to call and talk about your experiences over the weekend, 435-272-1997. Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Well, while Jen gets our next guest on the line here, I wanted to bring a story up that I thought it was funny. So Iggy Azalea, the rapper, is apparently getting married, and she,
aww,
yes, she's getting married, and she, because she is a famous rapper that makes lots of money, decided that she wants to have two weddings. She's going to have a wedding in Australia, where she's from,
okay,
and she insists that they also have a wedding in L.A., where he's from.
That makes sense, trying to limit the travel for her guests.
She also wants to have 250 guests for each ceremony. And two honeymoons, one in Fiji and the next one in Hawaii.
Okay, now you're getting a little greedy.
And at each location, she wants to have a $100,000 fireworks display, because doesn't everybody have that at their wedding? And they're looking at a bill that's close to $500,000 for each wedding. So $1 million between the two weddings.
Does she not know who MC Hammer is? And that, like, he was like, had millions and millions of dollars, and now he's like peddling pencils on the street.
Yeah, well, and of course, Nick Young is who she's marrying. Well, that's not all. She also is insisting that they have, get this, she wants some bejeweled white horses at her wedding. She wants bejeweled white horses at each wedding, not just at the one wedding. She wants bejeweled white horses at both weddings.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What is a bejeweled horse?
I'm not exactly sure. You know those fascinators that they have? You know, and that's all I could picture was a little fascinator machine, which I think has a needle involved.
Or no, a bedazzler.
A bedazzler. That's what it's called. Yes. They have needles involved, and all I could picture was...
Oh, God.
And that's not what I really think is going to happen, but that's all I could picture was the psh, 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 all the way up and down the horse. I don't know exactly what a bejeweled white horse is, other than...
I am going to take the diamonds out of my teeth and put them right on the horse's nose.
Yes. I don't know, but whoever is doing the bejeweled white horses is probably going to make a fortune.
I'm gonna take the positive spin and be like, listen, honey, it's your day. You do whatever you feel like you need to do.
Yes.
Good luck keeping that husband.
And if anybody has white horses in LA or Australia, you might want to contact Iggy, because you could probably make $100,000 providing the bejeweled white horses.
What on earth is a bejeweled white horse?
I don't know.
I would like the horse.
You know what it is? They saw My Little Pony, which are basically bejeweled little pony, fake horses, right? So little stuffed horses. And she said, I want one of those. And somebody's going to make a lot of money decorating their horse for this wedding.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
$500,000 each. $100,000 firework display at both weddings.
Do we have time for a news story about weight loss on horses.
Hold that story one second, and because we have a listener here from Pennsylvania, and she happens to be joining us right now. Colleen, are you there?
Hi, Glenn and Jamie.
Hey! We saw your picture, and you're standing in a lot of snow. You're right outside of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, about an hour west of Philly.
And how'd you guys make out?
Yeah, well, it's funny because that picture was actually from the morning before we had the whole rest of the day of snow. I think we probably end up with around 2 to 3 feet of snow. I didn't actually go out and measure it. I didn't feel so inclined to do so. I just felt like it was a ton of snow.
And you, how about the drifts? Are they over your head?
Oh, my gosh. I think the drifts were probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet in places. But the weird thing is you could go out and there'd be spots where you could kind of see the grass like peeking up through a certain spot. So in some spots it was like the snow drifted away from it and you can just kind of walk around. And in some spots it's like, yeah, I can't walk through that.
I remember crawling over drifts when we lived in Pennsylvania because you couldn't walk through them.
Oh, that sounds awful.
How I got to the barn yesterday morning. So I had to get really creative. I actually came out of the back door of my house and I'm like, okay, so this is too deep to walk through. The snow was probably going to be up close to like the top of my legs. So I'm like, I can't walk through this. I managed to go along our garage doors, across the driveway, over to the fencing of my side field. I had to make it over to my pole barn, which is where I store my hay. And then I ended up back on the fence, climbing on the fence all the way down to the barn.
And in some places, I bet the snow's drifts are over the fence, right?
They're up pretty high. They're up pretty high on the fence. I don't think that we actually have any spots worked over the fence here, though.
Yeah, what you have to be careful of is this is fluffy, but when it packs down, if the snow drifts are high enough, they just walk over the fence. They just walk out of the pasture. It's bizarre. Well, you guys, so how are the horses? Did you put them out so they could play?
They're pretty good. We kept them in on Saturday, and I kept them in again yesterday, but we let them out this morning, and they were just having a total blast running around and playing in the snow. The one I felt the baddest for was, the worst for was Ripley, my first horse. He's about 16 hands and he was just kind of walking around, kind of trudging through it like, okay, I got to go check this out. And I'm like, poor guy, the snow's like up to his belly and he's just trouncing through it.
Now, you didn't ride. What do you do with the poop at this point?
That was one thing that it was the job on Saturday. It was every time you went down, it was you take the shovel and you make sure that you keep the path right down to the manure pile shoveled. It's not that far from the barn, but it's like you actually absolutely have to have a way to get rid of it.
Yes.
Priorities.
I noticed Chantel, who's also an auditor, was posting pictures, and she was having that problem that, you know, she posted pictures where the drifts were basically, and she's not too far from you, I don't think. She's in York, Pennsylvania, where they really got hit hard. And she had drifts over her head. I mean, when you're digging that out, that's just tiring.
We were somewhat fortunate in the fact that the area between where you come out of the gate and where you go down to the manure pile, that was an area that the snow drifted like kind of away from. So it wasn't that terribly bad to keep that clear. So that was a very, very, very good thing.
I noticed this is a funny story. One of the horse hubbies on Horse Hubby on the Horse Hubby Facebook page posted a picture of him. He was cleaning off the arena with his tractor and his front end loader, which I thought was very nice of him to do for his wife, except that somewhere along the arena, the key had fallen out of the ignition of the diesel tractor, which means what can't you do when you get back to the barn? You can't turn it off. You have no way to turn the tractor off. So he had to pull the fuel line to get the tractor to turn off before it ran out of gas, which is very bad for a diesel.
Oh, my God. So it was so bad that we were just focused on trying to keep the path, like a footpath, clear down to the barn on Saturday when the snow was still falling, that we didn't do anything to the drive. Now, yesterday, when I was just trying to make it across again to the pole barn to get the snow blower out, it was an absolute nightmare. We spent hours out there and just kind of trying to like knock down the snow drift to a level that the snowblower could handle. We cleared out like between our house and the pole barn and then started to try to go up the driveway, and then the snowblower turned off.
There you
thankfully,
go.
Thankfully, our awesome neighbor from up the road came down with like a front end loader and like dug out the end of our driveway. I don't even know how high the snow was because it had been, you know, plowed
by the, yeah,
by the plow. So I was like, I don't even know how we're going to get out.
Now, did your work, came down and was, do you have work today out, or do they call off?
Actually, I'm able to work remote.
Oh, good.
Which is nice.
There you go.
So I'm here with my laptop and don't have to worry about the roads today. So
well, I am very glad that this storm was this weekend for you guys, because I'm coming to Philadelphia next weekend for Ada. Matter of fact, Colleen will be on next week from today. You'll be co-hosting with me, talking about all the new products we find at Ada. And I'm seeing the weather, and it's supposed to warm up a bit. So I appreciate the fact that you guys took the bullet this weekend.
We'll take one for the team. Yeah, I'm definitely thankful that this happened this weekend and not next weekend. And it looks like the temperatures are supposed to warm up. So hopefully that holds.
Well, we'll see you then on Saturday.
Sounds excellent.
All right. Well, good luck, girl. Keep shoveling.
Stay in there. Keeping on.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
It just sounds cold and miserable is basically what I'm getting from all of this.
You'd used to live there, so you would know.
Yeah, it's just cold and miserable. Pretty much you come in soaking wet and cold, and it takes you 2 hours to dry off and 2 hours to thaw out. And
well, the one
and
winter...
To go back out and do it again.
Yeah, and then you have to go out and do it again.
Exactly. The one winter that I lived up north, I lived east, you know, and east of Cleveland and Chagrin Falls, and the barn I boarded at, the roof collapsed. So my horses were in there, and it was like the only part of the barn that didn't collapse. And I was the only one who had their horses in that part of the barn. So got really lucky, but you just realize like how much weight snow is, and you have to clean off your roofs, people. Like, get that snow off your barn roof because it will collapse. The stories are starting to funnel
in
from
now. Maryland especially.
Oh,
there have been a
gosh.
Couple collapses. They had to rescue three horses that were stuck, and they got them out. But yeah, there's been some collapses. We had the big house we had a flat area that was about 40 feet by 30 feet over the business part of the house. There was a business in there, so it was a flat roof. We had to get I can't tell you how many times we were up shoveling that thing. Ugh, I didn't miss that flat roof, because if we didn't, it leaked. So you'd have to get up there and you'd shovel it, and then you had to worry about the weight. You know, when you get storms like this, you're right, you have to worry about the weight of the snow on the roof. And then I can't tell you how many times you'd walk out after it starts to warm up a little bit out of the big bank barn, which was a really big bank barn. You'd walk out the back door and the snow would come off the roof all at once and hit you. Because you just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. That happened to a couple of our working students. Jennifer probably remembers that. One of them just about got buried. And if you had a horse in your hand, that was always fun.
Oh, yeah. When that snow would fall, yes. The icicle breaks.
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that was...
Hang in there.
There's a reason we live in Florida now.
Dually halters for everyone up north, for sure.
I did see that some more people were buying some dually halters. They were.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's just, that's the way to do it. So, you know, when you have a ex-racehorse, they used to put the chain over the horse's nose when they would take the horse out of the stall.
Right.
So every ex-racehorse I've had, the second they heard that chain going through there, they get excited and out of control. So the dually halter, it's the little ropes built in. There's no chain, nothing to excite them, nothing to hurt them. So definitely a good idea for those OTTBs. Oh, show. Now, Glenn, I have a news story for you. And this is going to shock you. This is our research money has been spent. American
study
researchers.
Study show?
Yep. This is a study show in North Carolina. The North Carolina study team set out to determine if a reduction in body weight and body condition score could be achieved among privately owned and managed horses through energy intake restriction. So basically, they sent, you know, 10 women home with their 10 horses. And they said, okay, this is what we need you to do with your horses. You need to feed them less and you need to exercise them more. And then we will see. It was 24 owners were prescribed diets for their overweight animals. And the horses were on the weight loss program for an average of 26 weeks. And
The researchers found that the horses on the diets lost an average 6% of their original body weight. However, they also found horses with less compliant owners or non-compliant owners. Wait, they spent money that the people that actually ignored the doctor's rules, the horses didn't lose weight. What? So the people that actually dieted their horses, the horses actually lost weight, and that the people that ignored the doctors and continued to feed their fat horses alfalfa, they did not lose weight. This is a groundbreaking study.
Absolutely. Cutting edge.
How much did we spend on this?
Money was spent on that. Well, you know, I didn't get the total numbers, but it was a lot. But I did find a related story to this. And it goes on to show that research has confirmed that different breeds of different horses have different capacities for weight loss. So thoroughbreds and standardbreds used in this study lost weight quicker. Now, again, money has been spent on this one. Standardbred and thoroughbreds lost weight quicker than Andalusians and ponies.
Okay.
Yeah, that money was spent. But you know what? That led me to think that and stick with me here. There's people in the world who are the Andalusians of the world, and there are people who are the thoroughbreds of the world. And those are all my friends that are 6 feet tall, that have had babies and immediately go right back to being skinny. And then there's some of us Andalusians and ponies of the world who might not bounce back as quick. So I really feel like this study could have been transposed onto humans that have had babies.
Or anything else for that matter.
Or anything else there. You know what? But if you can't lose weight, consider yourself the Andalusian of the human world.
There you go. That's the lesson. There you go. You're the pretty one.
You're the beautiful one.
That's right.
You're the Andalusian with the flowing mane and big butt. It's okay. We have that. We understand. You may have a crusty neck. It's okay. You're designed to have it. Screw those thoroughbred women.
Study show.
So yeah, that's two studies you can't get your money back on. I can tell you those.
Well, if you have a collector in your life, somebody who saves everything, you're going to appreciate this next song by Templeton Thompson's husband, Sam Gay. We'll be right back. We have Leslie Wiley coming up from Horse Nation with the Wacky World of Horses and more show for you coming up. This is A Place for Everything by Sam Gay.
House. In his backyard there are piles of junk and two rusted cars. They remind him of his younger days. It keeps his memories scattered all over the place. He's a pack rat of some great repute, a fact that no man can dispute. Mom just shakes her head and sighs and keeps her kitchen clean. There's a place for everything. So why can't he ever find anything? Still he's comforted just knowing that it's always there if he needs it. He's built sheds and barns to house his stuff. There are shelves and bins and hooks. Dust. His little empire fills him up with pride. The neighbors cringe, but he just smiles. There's a place for everything. So why can't he ever find anything? Still he's comforted just knowing that it's always there if you. We'll be right back.
Well, I must admit, I understand, 'cause we share this trait with his old man. He's got higher piles of junk than mine, but I'm sure I'll catch up in time. There's a place for everything, so why can't we ever find anything? Still we're comforted just knowing that it's always there if you need it. He's got buckets full of rusted bolts and two drawers packed with old remotes from TVs that died long ago and ashes from an old wood stove. There's a workbench pile of wires and screws and things he's not sure what they do. He's got stacks of shingles and a perfect roof and old electric motors too. There's a place for everything. There's a place for everything. There's a place for everything. There's a place for every little bitty tiny thing.
Well, that was Sam Gay with A Place for Everything. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, and we are brought to you today by Equestrian Collections. And you know what? You probably have come out this morning to your winter paddock and found your horses with torn, shredded blankets, because that's what they do this time of year. Or you were out and you got your nice winter coat caught on something and tore it to shreds. Well, you can solve that problem just by going over to EquestrianCollections.com. They right now have up to 70% off on their last chance winter sale. And that's right. They have things, products from Ariat, Iridian, Weatherbeta, Hors, Ovation, all the different companies that you know and love. You can go over there and get a new winter coat. You can get a new winter blanket for your horse. All of us need to replace something in the middle of winter, it seems like. Well, you can do it at a discount right now at EquestrianCollections.com. I am seeing a bunch of different products over there. There probably is 100 to 150 different products on sale. Plus, they have all of the brands that you want for winter blankets and for coats for yourself or your husband or your kids. You can find it all at EquestrianCollections.com. But check out the winter sale. It's only lasting, I think, another couple days, up to 70% off at EquestrianCollections.com.
And now, you know, if you do go on there, get yourself a nice winter coat. It lasts for years. So you might be thinking, oh, well, it's January. I've only got 3 more days of winter. Oh, wait, that's Phoenix.
That's Phoenix. Yeah, that's not, Phoenix.
Well,
that's
I could go on there and get one.
That's
for
not the Northeast. No.
Sorry, I know you guys hate me. I just have to keep it going because it's just hell in the summer. So you guys give me such a hard time. Is Leslie on yet? Are we ready for Leslie?
No, Bye. Not yet.
Okay. But, well, did you see the rescue, Glenn? Did you see the amazing pictures? You need to post this on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. So some idiot, let's be honest here. Some idiot is in Switzerland and they're riding their horse down the riverside. Okay. Right next to the river, the Rhone River, during a riverside ride, and it's completely icy on both sides, but they continue to ride. Guess what happens?
The horse fell in the water.
Yeah, the horse slips, the rider falls off, and the horse slides down the ice into the water. Local police were called, and then the Mountain Rescue Service, Air Zermatt, came in, flew in, and attached some sort of harness. Somebody had to get in that cold water, I'm assuming. I don't know. It's like there's boulders on both sides of the river.
So somebody was on the icy upside of the boulders and the horse fell in. I don't know. Apparently horse and rider both escaped injury, but I don't know how the horse isn't hypothermic after what happened. Somebody had to jump in and attach harnesses and they lifted him up.
Well, that's dramatic.
Out of the water. These are the most dramatic, frightening photos. And there's only just two pictures of this horse being lifted from a helicopter. And it is frightening. So I will, do you have the link or do you want me to post it?
Yeah, go ahead and post it. I don't.
Oh my gosh, it's scary. It's so scary to even think. But like, guys, come on, use your brain. Don't ride your horse on an icy path next to a raging river. What are you doing? Come on. Okay. PSA is done. There we go.
All right.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
That's right. It's that time of the week where we get to sit down and chit chat with Leslie Wiley of Horse Nation. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. How are you? Where are you? You're in Tennessee. Are you snowed in?
What's the weather? No. No. Let me look. No, we've got like a little, we've got some, I can see a tiny bit of white on little piles of leaves and stuff out from
my window. Was it predicted that you would have a ton? Because I know that people in Georgia were getting prepared, but they prepare when there's like a threat of it snowing 10 states away. So I don't know.
We got some snow at the end of last week. And of course, everyone completely, I mean, it was like 3 inches. And oh, wow. As usual, as those of us in the South tend to do, everyone lost their freaking mind completely. I think we, as far as the weekend snow goes, we kind of got spared that. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Well, talk to us a little bit about what's going on. First of all, I did tag you in a post I need you to go look at over the weekend. Yes. I'm just going to give you a little detail right now. You have to find out more. And I think I'm going to try to get Taryn Hafos on the show, her daughter. Over the weekend, Galway Downs had its big fundraiser. And at some point, let me just say that some people got drunk and some people started bidding. And some people might involve Boyd Martin. So I'm just throwing that out there that some research needs to be done. And somehow Boyd lost the bet or won the bet and got to ride somebody's horse cross-country schooling. I don't know what happened. You got to find out.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm reading this right now.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds like Aventures.
There's an auction. I'm drunk and let's spend some money. It's for a good cause, right? Yeah.
Did you hear, before we get off of that, speaking of auctions, did you see, Leslie, about the Springsteen auction last night for the USET in Wellington?
Well, you know, Jenny went down there to it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she got a picture of the boss and said it was super fun and cool, and they raised something like
$1.5 million in one evening.
Yeah,
with 600 guests, how much did that average out to?
Well, I asked her what the ticket cost was, and she said it was $2,500.
Whoa!
Yeah, so I guess that's how you do it. And then you also have an auction, and you just have people, you know?
Well, yeah. Jamie, there was probably a couple drunk people there, too, because it said, apparently, Bruce, by the way, this is for the United States Equestrian Team. That's what USET stands for our foreign listeners. And they do good work and obviously help get our athletes to the Olympics and overseas and stuff. And Springsteen got up and he actually did sing some songs. Well, following the dinner, the auctioneer took control of the microphone and revved up the crowd to begin the live auction, which raised money for the U.S. Equestrian Team. The benefit really started to rock when the final item was introduced as donated by Springsteen, which started as a signed guitar by the boss and quickly escalated into 10 VIP tickets with sound check and backstage meet and greet passes to one of Springsteen and the E Street River Tour concerts. God, that's hard to say. To encourage the bidders, Springsteen took to the stage and brought the guests to their feet with one of his iconic performances. Are you ready?
Oh my God.
The hotly contested items eventually sold to two lucky bidders for $300,000 each.
Oh, whoa. My God.
Goodness me.
Do you think that, like, so recently there was an auction that I went to up here. It was like a silent auction, and there was a have a dinner at a fire station and have the firemen cook for you. And I thought, I bet I could find five girls to go in on this with me. I put them all down for $100 a piece. Uh-huh. And then I started going, oh crap, maybe nobody else wants to have a dinner cooked for them by firefighters at $100 a piece. Oh crap. And then finally I got outbid. So I was like, thank God. But I started the ball rolling. Okay.
Right.
And then do you think that this person was like, I bet I can get 10 friends together. They'll spend $100,000. Oh crap. Oh crap. And oh, you win. No. And it's like, oh God, are they gonna be able to spend that kind of money on this?
Yeah, whatever. They're just like, I guess we'll have to sell one of our, you know, mini
houses.
Farms in Wellington.
Yeah, that's right.
We have 9 more.
$300,000. That's like more than my house. Like, I mean, that's crazy.
He did make a comment about that the reason he does tour, because his daughter rides, you know, everybody knows his daughter rides and is very good. And then he made a comment that the reason he's still touring is to pay for horse feed night after night. So
so he's a typical horse dad.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say. Yeah, he's trying to say that. Now, when we were down in Wellington, we saw his daughter's farm. Yeah, there's no problem paying for horse feed.
Yeah. She still has that horse, right? The Vindicat W that the daddy bought her.
Yeah, was it a million?
Won the gold medal.
Wasn't it a million or two or something? Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So, yeah, just your typical dad.
Yep, there he is.
Just normal everyday, giving her crap about spending too much money on the damn horse.
Yeah.
And isn't she the one we had the news story here recently where she was asked in an interview, was it her? Or no, it was Bloomberg's daughter, I think, that said, would you ride if you didn't compete? And she said no. That the only reason she rides is to compete. So, you know, there you go. Hey, I was cracking up while Jamie was talking there because I was reading the article, The 10 Riders You Meet at the Barn. This is so true.
It's kind of true, right?
Yeah.
It's
very true. Go ahead and go over it.
Okay. So, one of our writers, Maria, put together, she's always putting together these sort of fun listy posts. And this one, she said, you know, sort of 10 archetypes that you're going to find in your barn. And let's see, we've got the trainer, the one who always wants to give their 2 cents, whether you want their 2 cents or not. I think we
all have 20
of those in our lives.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you try more leg? Why don't you try to shut up? You could get your horse in the cross ties a lot easier if you just like, let me get the whip. Why don't you take that whip and shove it up your butt?
Oh, the same one that grabs a rasp and comes over and says, let me help you with your horse's feet. They don't look good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never had anybody do that, but I'd hit him in the face with a rasp. Sorry, I'm violent. Thank God.
Don't touch my horse.
At my house. I'm probably that guy now. I'm like, I will put that horse in the cross ties for you. I'm probably that trainer now. Whether you like it or not. Carry on.
Let's see. Who else we've got here? The borrower.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
And they can also be called the never returner.
The never returner.
Yep. Or if you do get it back, it's broken.
Yeah.
Because they're also the one without the trained horse. They're right. All the same one there. Yeah.
All the same one. Yeah. And they're always borrowing and, like, not giving back, like, your hoof pick. And they, like, and then you roll up and they're like, what are you, you know? But then it's like, you know, they've got a nice saddle or something. It's like, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me my hoof pick.
The $3,000 saddle when you're riding in the used Wintec.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
bent your hoof pick and yep. they didn't even bother to bend it back. I mean, come on.
Yeah. We've got the scaredy cat. I think there's a timid one in most barns.
Yeah. They spend a lot of time brushing. God bless them.
They spend a lot of time brushing. Yeah. You wouldn't recognize this one, Jamie. The Aventer.
Oh, Lord. What did we do?
So is one. she must jump, run, cross anything that is in her path, go out for a relaxing trail ride around the neighborhood, and she is jumping picnic tables, taking her horse up to the neighbor's front, stairs, trying to jump the swimming pool, racing the school bus, etc.
Listen here. So they piled like 10 million tons of dirt across the street, and I find that it makes a great hill climb. And if the girls think that that is not something I should do, I don't really care. I'm old enough to make my own decisions. Ha! It's like you were just in my house, Leslie. Get out of my head. It's right there. It's so close. It's like nobody told me no yet, so I gotta climb it. Like, it's a huge pile of dirt. Of course Thor wants to go in it.
Yeah. Of course. Let's see what else we got.
Oh, the whiner. Yep. Oh,
yep.
And I gotta file a complaint because I'll never be right the rest of the day after I looked at the picture you found for Pretty in Pink.
It hurt me.
I'm
it
not going to be right it's the rest of
a little, that's a little much for this early in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not even going to describe it. If you want to see it, go to horsenation.com because I have scrolled past it very quickly.
Yeah.
You won't unsee it because you just can't. Actually, I read this last week on my phone and I was scrolling up, you know, and I'm reading about all the different types of people and I was like, oh! Why would you post that? And bless his heart, some guy out there is like, I'm famous.
Yeah, I'm famous. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Pretty in Pink. Go check that out. But, you know, I definitely know there's one of these at every barn for sure. Everything's pink.
So, well, you know, and even just now with the, I have a barn full of 13-year-old girls, and oh my God, you guys, you don't have to match your t-shirt, saddle pad, and polo wraps every time. But it's like, I'm 20 minutes late for my riding lesson because I had to find the other set of polos that matches the piping on this saddle pad that has a logo on my shirt. Like, come on, you guys. Get tacked up. Let's go. Ridiculous. But they take selfies of everything and they have to look like matchy matchy in every picture. And everybody videos everything now. You can get away with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like in plaid pants and like a striped shirt. You know, it's just terrible. And they always get me in the pictures and I look terrible. So stop it.
And the next one is very relevant to where Leslie lives. And and that's the boozer. And
I think this might be me. not that I'm a boozer, but I do keep an emergency
flask.
A couple of emergency beers in the fridge for when, you know, those times you're like, come out and you're all excited to ride and then your horse comes in with an abscess, you know, emergency beer, you know?
Is it
the day you get your board bill and you realize that you forgot to pay last month and now it's, you know,
$500,000. Yeah.
$500,000 emergency beer. I mean, it's a, you know.
Is it just me or are we seeing more flasks for sale? To everybody, like in the regular stores now. I don't remember seeing flasks before everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more flasks.
Well, the boozer at every barn. There was when I rode in Kentucky, we used to go out and trail ride in Western Kentucky, and we're talking rural land. And those that we would ride with, it was my farrier's group. My girlfriend was dating a farrier, of course, so we would go out with his group of farrier buddies and ride in Western Kentucky. And they would have, you know, the consummate saddlebags that are lined, insulated, so they could carry beer while they rode. And, you know, so they would be drinking, and they considered your horse drunk broke when you could reach in, move around the ice in the saddlebag, grab the beer out, go, and your horse doesn't spook. And it fully is 100% drunk broke. When you ride out, you're so drunk, you don't know how to get home, and your horse takes you home. That's a thing in Western Kentucky. Getting your horse.
And Texas broke. And Tennessee.
especially Florida.
And Florida.
Okay. So it's not, it wasn't just this group.
Like, no, I think it's pretty much through the entire South. And then, of course, you know, we lived in Massachusetts for a while, and we actually saw some of those hunters up there just fall flat off their horses halfway through the hunt. And they just slid right off the side, and we couldn't get them back on. You'd have a truck there to take them home. Yep. So.
Gosh, I can't drink and do anything, much less ride a horse.
Okay, now there's last one on this list, and what the list we're going over from Horse Nation is the 10 riders you meet at the barn. I kind of resemble this one, and it's the couple.
Aww.
They have never been spotted apart. Jennifer and I were, I guess we could be considered the couple. So kind of resemble that one.
Yeah.
I've seen many pictures of you riding with your dear sweet fighter pilot husband. So I don't want to hear it there, Missy.
But how long have you been with your wife? And you've been, yeah. So the couple, what they say here is, and this is so you guys, they have never been spotted apart. They have a matching pair of horses that are the same color. They have the same brand. They wear matching clothes. They wear matching boots. They hold hands when they ride. They're never out of sight of each other. They work together. They sit in the same room and do a broadcast together. Oh, wait. That was the name of the article. They have the stick figure family in the back with their animals.
Hey, we don't have that, I'll have you know. Not yet.
Only because you haven't found a greyhound yet. They've been together so long. They look identical. It's hard to tell them apart from a distance or close up. It is so, you guys, like, I love you, baby. I love you too. Okay, I'm going to go to work. Okay, I'll see you in 3 minutes at the fridge. Like, come on. We hate you. You're adorable. You're adorable.
We have been known to dress alike as FODs occasionally. I said to Jennifer, when we were gone to Jamie's house on vacation last year, I said, we are not wearing the same thing any day we're at Jamie's house. We're just not. Because we'll never hear the end of it.
Well, you guys wear matching tights, okay? Seriously. Like, you met each other wearing tights.
Mine were bigger. All right, let's go. Let's get off of that topic. I do want to hear about this. And I saw a lot of people posting about it last week, and I haven't read anything about it, so I'm glad you're going to talk about it. The new Voltaire saddle. It's the first ever Bluetooth saddle. So I want to know what it does. Does it tell you your butt's too fat? What does it do? Does it get a little app that says, bing, 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 ate too much this week? I don't know what a Bluetooth saddle would do. So please fill us in.
Your fork. That's
right. God, I wish I had that. Put down your fork. Okay, go ahead. Tell us what it does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure. Like, they just sort of unveiled it, and there aren't a whole lot of specifics, but it says it contains some sort of built-in, like, so it's like a Bluetooth kind of deal where you kind of, like, sync it up with your phone, right? And it tracks the time spent at each gate, which direction you go, rhythm, quality, and symmetry of the horse. So I guess it can feel your horse, you know, like, I guess it has like sensors or something that, you know, can sort of, it can sense the symmetry of your horse's, you know, its straightness. My gosh, that's
sit
like a
up.
Nightmare.
Will it yell at you like, sit up. Okay, add leg, like the trainer and the previous article.
Yeah, that's what we need. It tracks the intent, how many jumps you do. That's kind of, it's kind of wild, right? That's pretty wild. That's
best cool. exercise you can do for riding and your horse is push okay. away from the table. Put down your fork.
Oh my gosh. That's wow. George for you. Right
so it needs sick. It needs to have George's voice talk through the app. So
yeah.
You're leaning to the left, damn it. Sit up straight. Yeah. Needs to do that. Really does.
Oh, yeah. George. Oh, George.
My other favorite.
My advice for your daughter. The best thing you can do for your daughter's riding career is have her take tennis lessons.
That's my other favorite.
Oh, my God.
Cold. So how excited are you guys about his autobiography that's coming out March 15th?
I feel like we ask him a lot of that early stuff when we had him on last
month. Well, you know what? They all do a book tour, so guess who's going to be coming back?
Yay!
Yeah. We'll have to get George back.
Leslie is going to be on for that one. Yeah, he probably has choice words for her.
Yes. Leslie on with George. Have you ever heard any feedback from your George articles that are so loving and caring about George?
I don't, and to our credit, we do write them out of love and respect, you know, but I don't think that.
That's what all comedians say. I love her.
I don't think he internets. I sort of get the feeling that he doesn't
internet. Oh, I kind of think that somebody's told him.
I kind of think that I'm going to ask him that.
Yeah.
And be like, have you seen this link? I'm going to email it to you right now, George. All right. What do you think? Son of a nutcracker. I'm going to get that Leslie Wiley.
Oh man,
you're in trouble.
You're yeah, very so beautiful. I hope you have a brain.
And one more, the personality quiz.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I always want to make you guys do quizzes, but we have a quiz on what's your winter horse community? Where should you be right now? Come with us on a trip away from the sad frozen tundra known as most of America right now. Lorraine Jackson wrote this. And so it's I don't know if you guys have time to take it now, but you should.
Let's do it.
Take the quiz and find out where you should
you
be.
You got my girly, my girl Kaylee Cuoco in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you taking it?
Yeah, we're taking it. Yep.
So what breeches are you wearing today? Custom tailored piqures? How do you say that? Probably not that if I don't know how to say
sure.
it.
Piqure.
I don't know.
Piqure. Yeah.
Piqure.
Me saying it wrong.
We definitely wouldn't make it in Wellington.
No.
I think we can just eliminate that winter destination right now.
They'd kick you out, Leslie. You wouldn't be allowed. There's a reason that Jenny went to that $2,500 a plate party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you'd have been escorted out by security about an hour in. She'd be there bidding for $300,000 tickets.
Oh,
I love this. Right. I love this one. You got your horse, number one, after my trainer went on the national hunt for him. Off the track is another one. And this is me. After no one else would come near him since he's as crazy as he is talented. We're sorting
that's
it out.
True.
Tell me that's not me.
That's true.
How do I feel about rhinestones?
Yeah,
they're pretty divisive.
Are they? Oh, Maybe Leslie knows. While she's taking that test, Iggy Azalea, the rapper, mm-hmm. wants to have at her two weddings she's doing, one in Australia and one in L.A., because one's not enough. She wants to have bejeweled white horses at each one. We were trying to figure out what bejeweled horses are.
Bejeweled.
Bejeweled.
Is that like bedazzling?
That's what we thought. And doesn't a bedazzler have a needle on it and you like go... Psh!
Oh my God, I'm supposed to live in Arizona, Leslie.
Uh-oh.
This quiz is amazing. I live in Arizona.
Aw, it's perfect.
All right, let's see what mine says. The perfect horse town. Oh, I'm supposed to live in Tucson too.
Oh, come
my
on
goodness.
Over, the neighbor. That just means you're supposed to live somewhere hot.
Hot, yes. Yes.
You're doing that.
Do they all come up Tucson? Is there only one answer here? Were you trying to make everybody feel better that are living in the north now that are covered in snow? Was that it?
No. I clicked around on it a little bit because I went through and did like, I do like rhinestones and blah, blah, blah. My trainer did pick out my horse for me from, you know, Europe and blah, blah. And it came up Wellington. So I think that, yeah, there's definitely other options out there.
I don't see you in Wellington. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see you in Tucson, Arizona. Come on. Let's go.
I see her in the mountains of Tennessee. Oh, wait. That's where she's from.
Yep. Well, Leslie, as always, it's been an absolute fun time having you on. Good luck. I need more information on this Boyd Martin thing. So let's see an article about that. I'm giving you a hot tip. Okay. Perfect. Leslie Wiley, horsenation.com. Thank you as always for coming on.
And don't forget, now Jumping Nation too. Is it Jumper Nation or Jumping Nation?
Jumper Nation.
Jumper Nation.
That's right.
Is it getting traction? Are the jumpers visiting?
Yeah. I think it's getting some buzz. So
what's she gonna say, Glenn? No, nobody's coming.
No, it sucks. Nobody's coming.
I had a party and nobody
showed
up.
Those damn jumpers.
Love you, girl.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. No, nobody came. I'm here all by myself, writing articles.
Writing articles about jumpers, and none of them care. Well, that was fun. All right. Well, that's it for today. We've run out of time. Mary Ellen posted pictures, and there's about 4 feet of snow on her roof of her house, and they just plowed her road, and I don't know how people are going to park. I really don't. She's in Pennsylvania also, so thank you for posting the pictures, everybody. Thank you for the callers calling in today. We appreciate the update on that. Let's hope it all melts by the time I head up to Pennsylvania on Friday.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. We do have a full week for you here this week. And Debbie Laux is going to be filling in for me on Friday while I'm traveling. So I can't wait to hear you and Debbie do a show together.
That is not going to suck. Can you say hi, Glenn?
Oh, well, hi. Look, he got my name right this time.
He did it. Lukey. On command. It never happened.
No, that's the first time, I think, in 2 years that's happened.
That's awesome. All right, everybody have a great weekend.
We'll be back tomorrow. What is tomorrow? It's Women in Rodeo. Is it Women in Rodeo tomorrow? Yes, it's Women in Rodeo tomorrow. So we'll be talking to all the ladies tomorrow here on the show.
Did you just hear the noise that my son just made?
Oh, does he like Women in Rodeo?
No, he just totally farted and goes, I tooted.
All right, here on, where else are you going to get that other than on Horses in the Morning? And Thursday, we have Horse Husbands for you. It's a good one. We recorded it already. You're going to like it. No. I guarantee you.
Stop stalking my husband.
I've been trying every month. I ask him if he's free. And every month, he just happens to be busy. Are you taking his phone and like answering for him? Because
I don't know what you're talking about. You might have the old cloud.
Seems
on the
really
messages.
Convenient that every month I try and get him on. He's busy. Well, we got Debbie Laux's husband on this month, so
that's
I'm gonna keep stalking him. We'll get him on one of these days. See you, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Good luck. Spay, neuter, geld. Everybody have a good one.